evidence of a questionable hiring process. It's BS in the Morning.
You can always text the show, BS, and your message, 69187. Hit us up on Twitter. It's at BS Morning Show. Give us a follow over there, would you? That'd be great. A lot of people are losing weight right now, trying to get into the rhythm of losing weight. Are you one of these people? Are you a resolution person, Izzy? No.
Nope.
I'm at my fattest I've ever been, personally. So I'm back on the...
You're making Greg feel bad.
This is my meat coat. This is what I wear. Naturally, I just gain it over the winter months. And then I freak out.
By far the fattest I've ever been in my life.
Is it the fattest you've ever been?
I'm not even close.
Are you comfortable with saying how much you weigh?
The fattest I've ever been is when I started working here, which was about 100 pounds less than this.
Yeah. 100 pounds? Whoa, that just...
A lot.
Wow.
A lot.
So before the break, we talked about Greg losing weight, and Greg casually threw out, he's like, the only thing that motivates me is money, which you did lose weight for the show once. You lost, what, 30 pounds?
I think I was supposed to lose 20, but I lost like 35 or something.
Wow.
He lost in a month.
Because I was upset because I gained some weight, and it was a first, and then I thought that was fat. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I'm so fat, it's gross. And then me and somebody bet that I couldn't. Yeah. And then I wound up winning, but that was only like 30 pounds, you know, whatever that was.
I think it was 20, and you...
It was supposed to lose 20, but I wound up losing 35.
Right, so...
But now I've gained 60 pounds since... After that, I gained the 35 back and another 60.
Yeah. Right. And a complex, you gained that as well.
Yeah.
So here's here's what you threw out. You just threw out casually, instead of GoFundMe, you threw out... go rotund me. Yeah. And I absolutely love that idea, and I'm not letting go. And the crazy thing is, when we did that... The fifth man.
Well, it was Shut Up Joe is the one that called in and said that.
Yeah.
Out of the blue.
Joe was like, I'll throw in cash.
Yeah.
So Greg loses money. Kind of like a bet. Like you could.
$1 a pound, right. He said.
$1 a pound. If you could lose weight in the new year. Well, yeah. Greg, it's the new year.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are doing it. Are you going to do it? Are you down for it? If we actually do go rotund me and the fifth man pledges cash. For you to lose money, would that be enough of a motivator for you to lose weight?
I'm very competitive, and if there's money involved, I think I could do it, no matter what it is.
Okay. I have faith.
Thanks.
I want to say I think you can do it. And I think deep down you want to. You're just incredibly lazy.
That's very true. You know me really well.
You need this kick in the ass to be able to
give you a
reason to work out.
I think you could do it to a point. Until you get so frustrated with yourself mentally. I think mentally is your problem.
It's not the mentally. It's that I'm going to want to drink or, you know what I mean?
That's what
stuff
I'm
like that.
You get so like, it's not working. I'm losing fast enough. Screw it. And you go to like 6 drive-thrus. You chug a bottle of whiskey. You hate yourself. And then you're like, I need more. And then you go and you do the whole thing. Right.
Yeah. And I wind up looking like Gilbert Grape's mom.
Exactly.
It's an unfortunate situation.
Right. And we have to cut a hole in the wall of your house to get you onto the show.
If I had a basement, they had to put pillars in it by now from how long I played video games on my couch.
We have to install a garage door in the studio to get you in.
Yeah. Maury Povich had to pick me up. Bring me to work.
My 600-pound morning show.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd do that one for sure.
No.
So, what are we thinking here? 876-3692, would you actually, because the bit is dumb if you're not actually going to do it. I will pay up, okay? I'm not a man of much wealth, but I am willing to do $1 a pound to a limit, though. So how many are we doing? Are we talking, let's do 3 months.
All right.
Because that's what they say.
Solid.
That's what they say.
So like 20 pounds a month? I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
60 pounds total.
60 pounds.
20 pounds a month.
60 pounds in 3 months is pretty hard, dude.
So that's nearly a pound a day-ish for at least February.
Yeah.
For the rest of this month. So we'll do it. So it's the 3rd. So we're talking about March. Let me look at the calendar here.
We're starting today?
So we'd start next week?
I don't know.
Okay, so we pick a day next week that you actually start your diet. Okay, let's just say
I still got leftover cheeseburger at my house.
Jeez. All right, we'll do it. How about next Tuesday? We'll start.
All right.
That's the 8th. And we'll go to March 8th, which is a Friday. That's perfect. That'll be the final weigh-in.
Okay.
Right. March 8th. And you'll be good. Hey, you mind being quiet over there, Steven? Jesus Christ.
The attitude on this guy.
I know. Let's call the fifth man. 876-3692. Would you actually pledge a dollar a pound? If not, we're not going to do the bit because then it's worthless.
Please welcome the adorable Colin.
Hey, Colin.
Your health is worthless.
No, it doesn't make sense. Colin. Colin, what's up, dude?
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Sorry, my phone went out. Hey, I'll weigh in on this. I'll do a dollar a pound.
Aww.
So Colin's in. You're a dollar a pound. So $60 total.
So what's the bet, though? What do I got to do if I don't do it?
Dude, you got it's got to be a wheel of punishment.
Oof.
Wheel of punishment. Totally agree.
Okay, so by March 8th, if you don't lose 60 pounds, on January 8th, we'll get a starting weight. Oh, by March 8th, God. If you don't lose 60 pounds, you're spinning the wheel of punishment.
Oh, man, that's rough. All right, whatever.
So are you going
to... I implore the fifth man to come up with the most disgusting and outrageous punishments for this wheel.
Yeah, you know they're gonna.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. You know what? We're gonna dangle some food in front of them. We're gonna really tempt them because I want the wheel of punishment more than anything. Perfect. I love it.
So
Thank you.
You're willing to let Greg die from being obese just for the wheel of punishment?
Yeah, dude.
I love you.
And that's it. God. It's anything for the show. It's a show first mentality. Exactly. So,
sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Bye. Colin. Appreciate it. Exactly. Let's go to this guy.
I don't know. Is he still the right wing darling?
Right wing. You ponied up last time.
Oh, I'll pony up this time.
You would? You're going to do it?
Yeah.
I'm writing these down.
All right.
We're writing them down. This is happening. This is actually happening.
Greg, I also got your back. I've lost 100 pounds in 6 months, and I don't know how to help you out on this one.
Wow.
All right. Thanks, man.
Right wing. I got you down for $60 if Greg can lose 60 pounds by March 8th.
Let's do it.
All right. You're in. I got it. And if he fails, right wing, you're the biggest fan of that. Right wing Ben will get his wish that he always has and wants. Wheel of Punishment will have.
I just got a text from Snap on Steve. Says he's in too for a dollar.
Snap on Steve.
Steve's in.
But if you don't lose 60, they don't have to pay, right?
If I don't lose the whole 60, you don't got to pay anything, and I do the Wheel of Punishment.
Perfect. It's like GoFundMe, so if they don't reach the goal, and everyone keeps their money.
100%.
Okay. All right, perfect. Right wing, you're in for $60, okay?
All right.
Oh, I love it. Colin's in for 60. I'm writing these
down.
Damn. Let's go to... How about Jeff?
My name is Jeff.
Jeff. Jeff is not in for 60. Moonshine.
The Moonshine Man.
Mooner.
I'm in.
Moonshine's in for 60.
Moonshine.
These are actual dudes I think will pay, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, Moonshine, you're in for 60.
Yes, sir. I'm going to lose it with him.
You are?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Not 60 pounds, but I'm going to go for probably 30. I can't lose 60. I'm skinny.
No, he's not even that fat. So.
All right. All right, gotcha. You're in for $60. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Rock on.
Oh, my God. All right. This is looking good for you. Oh, well, and me, man. Yeah. We're up to $240 if you lose this weight.
All right.
Because of myself throwing in there as well. Let's go to Jack here. Jack, are you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Jesus Christ.
I'm definitely in on this one.
Because you don't think he can do it or what?
He may be able to do it. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of tough. It's definitely tough, especially in this town.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is very tough. There's too many opportunities. He's always at these shows for the football games, everything else. Yeah. There's always alcohol flying around.
Yeah.
I don't see it. He's going to put 20 pounds on just for the Super Bowl.
Dude, so true. Dude, he got a gift card for bagels. He ate like 12 bagels a day for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I even joined the Schmear Society so I get a discount.
He joined the Schmear Society. Oh, Greg. Oh, we're going to go get bagels. We're going to do everything. Oh, dude, I am going to make sure this doesn't happen. This is great. This is perfect. Todd, are you in for 60 on this? You don't think he can do it?
All I'm in for it. Hell yeah.
You're in for 60.
Yep.
All right,
man. Do you even know who these guys are? They're going to disappear. We'll never hear from them again.
Well, I'm writing them down. We're going to try to hold them as accountable as possible. Todd, you're an honest man, right?
Yeah, I called you last month when you guys decided this. I was going to help.
Oh, perfect. All right. I love it. Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it. God. I love this.
And it's taken me a good few years to kind of get here now to be able to say, I'm Charlie. I'm 29 years old. I'm a gay man, and I'm very comfortable with that.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
Hey. What do you got? Are you in for 60?
$2.50 a pound.
$2.50 or $250?
No, $2.50, I would imagine.
$2.50. So, you know, whatever. $150.
Wow,
you're willing
Charlie.
To burn $150 that Greg Salerno can't lose 60 pounds by March 8th.
That is correct.
Holy God.
Man.
All right.
Now you really got to try.
I know.
Charlie's in for $150. Dude, I'm so going to make sure that you keep your money and we get a wheel of punishment out of this, dude. I cannot wait.
Right on.
I'm even willing. I'll bet right now that you can't do it. And if I'm right, you spin the wheel of punishment. And if you actually lose the $60, you keep the money, and I'll spin the wheel of punishment.
Oh!
That's how confident
yeah!
I am that there's no way you're going to be able to do
I'm
this.
I'm reading again now.
Oh, I will guarantee that Greg Salerno spins the wheel of punishment by March 8th.
Oh, wow.
I will do it. The more money is on the line, the more I realize how important this is, and the more I will take it seriously. I love this. All right, 876-3692 if you want to pledge dollar a pound, $60 total, if you think Greg Salerno cannot lose the weight by March 8th. Izzy, you and I have to make sure that that doesn't happen.
All right, yeah, I can do that.
It's taken 2 million years for man to evolve into what we are today. It only takes them 4 hours to set it all back. It's BS in the morning.
Steven, normally we save that music for you. That's your walking down the hall music.
Mm-hmm.
Highly accurate. However, I'm playing this for Greg Salerno right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's at the fattest he's ever been. He's lumbering around here. He's walking around. I've never met a man more confident in himself than Greg Salerno. He holds the record for the guy who believes himself more than anybody.
It's his shining attribute.
It is. You know what? That's good. And I'm not trying to take anything away. That's what he's going to need. He's going to need that kind of mental fortitude going forward as we start with this bit called Go Rotund Me, where you, the fifth man, pledge, essentially, it ends up being $60 because it's a dollar a pound. Greg, you're going to try to lose 60 pounds by March 8th. Here's the other caveat. If you fail, you spin the wheel of punishment. If you succeed, you not only get the money that the fifth man and myself, I'm throwing money down on this as well. Mm-hmm. You got $60 from me. You not only get the money from the fifth man and myself, you are also awarded a wheel of punishment spin by yours truly. I will spin the wheel of punishment if you succeed. Which
I can't wait to take your money and make you spin the wheel of punishment.
Izzy, the wheel of punishment is by far the worst thing on this show.
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous about it.
Yeah, of doing it, like having to do one. You should be.
You should
normally
be, for
I would
sure.
be like, it's okay. It's fine.
It's going to be pretty rough.
It sucks.
It's going to be pretty rough.
Sucks. It's by far the worst thing. So this is not a light, no pun intended, a light bet just to be thrown around here. This is a doozy.
All right.
876-3692. We're going to go with this guy.
I don't know. Is he still the right wing darling? Ben?
Great. You know what? If you don't do it, I guess it's better for us because you'll spin the wheel.
Yeah, you
but
get a wheel.
If you do it, Marky's going to spin the wheel.
He's
but
not going to do it. He can't do
way,
it.
We're getting a good deal.
I'm doing it. Dude,
I guarantee he's
now,
not.
Now that people
it.
Are talking trash and saying whatever.
I'm talking trash.
I don't think you'll do it.
Yeah,
I
right.
I don't think you'll do it.
Dude, I'm going to spray canola oil on his... You know, granola bar, whatever you
Cannoli
eat.
Oil.
Cannoli oil.
He only lost, 25 pounds ever the first bet?
I lost 35.
It was 35?
Yeah, but it was only supposed to be 20. But I that mean, was only one month, dude. After the 1 month's hard.
And there was a lot less money online that time than there was. Because I was at $50.
Yeah, it was only $100. It was only $100 total, yeah.
What are we up to? $630?
Yeah.
We're up to $630, man.
Damn, you can buy yourself some games with that one, Greg.
Greg's eating a sucker right now. Love it! Oh, it's going to be great.
Don't make bets that you don't want to spin the wheel. Put it out.
Bro,
way.
Do you know how I'm going to gorge this weekend? You have no idea. I'm going to gain 10 pounds this weekend. That's my first 10 pounds is going to be gone the first day because I'm going to gain it this weekend.
Now, we got to make some rules about this.
What do you mean rules?
You
I started when we started.
You can't have a heart attack and lose the weight that way.
Why? That doesn't matter how I lose it.
That's not fair.
No, you
have a heart attack if I want to.
That's like performance enhancing drugs.
That's
you
not
can't
performance
like
enhancing.
Get your jaw broken and go to the hospital and only have a liquid diet
Why?
Just to lose weight.
Why? I can do whatever I want.
No.
We need rules.
It's cheating.
No rules. I can do what I want.
Please buy something.
Thank you. Yeah, we need some rules here.
We need rules. No.
That's stupid.
We need those rules going, either today or tomorrow. We need rules.
What, you can't, like, go and start smoking meth, and, like, that's
why?
How you lose the weight.
Yeah.
That's cheating.
Craig,
how is that cheating?
Cheating. He's like, I'm just going to go poker.
Yeah, do it the real
way. It's performance enhancing. Thank you, Right Wing Ben. We're bringing this up. It's performance enhancing drugs. That's what it is.
How is that? Who cares?
Well, if I'm an Olympian and I'm trying to win in the
I'm
right
not
way,
an Olympian. We're not a Tour de France.
Yeah, but it's a competition, is it not?
Yeah.
It's a competition.
It's a competition.
You gotta do it.
I'm smoking meth tonight.
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, only if he comes in to work with meth in the system, right?
They'll still be in there.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Here, 876-3692. Do you think we need some rules? I think so. One, no performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It has to be what they call an act of God.
No performance-enhancing situations.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like I was saying, you can't like get in a car accident, break your jaw, and then be on a liquid diet.
I think if it's an act of God, if he has a heart attack by just natural occurrence.
What if I lose my legs and then I just win right then?
How do you lose your legs?
That's not...
it depends.
You can't cut off your own legs to lose
the
weight.
See, now he's going to start putting himself in dangerous situations, so something could happen.
That's fine.
Jesus.
I think that's 100% fine.
Walk into.
But I don't think you can do some sort of drug. You can't take like diet pills. You can't do it.
No. Diet pills aren't drugs.
That's like speed, isn't it?
No.
It's the same thing.
It's supposed to be.
No.
They're supposed to like burn fat
it's
cells
like
faster or something.
Please welcome a very, very, very close, close, close personal friend of mine, George.
Hey, George.
Hey, Sparkles.
Yeah.
Greg's full-blooded Italian. No rules. If he can't do it, he can't do it. If he can do it, then you just got to spin the wheel of punishment. If not, Greg, I just throw him in my trunk and take care of him.
Are you saying you want to murder me, George? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say I'd go murder you. I just said I'd take care of you.
What?
You said you'd take care of me by throwing me in your trunk.
Yeah, but it's two different things, you know? I mean...
He's saying you'll disappear in Summerlin somewhere.
Some people call me First Gear George, and some people call me Gator. And it depends on what part of the country I want to go to, you know? If I want to go First Gear, I go up in the Rocky Mountains, leave me in the snow. If I want to go to Gator...
How did this conversation turn to how Gator is going to kill me?
I love George.
Why, George? Why are you plotting my death? What's going on here? We're talking about Greg losing weight.
I said nothing about death. I just said I'd take care of you. Doesn't
What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to take care of you.
Okay, stop talking about taking care of me, man.
Thanks, Paizan.
No, get out of here, Paizan. Get out of here. Unbelievable.
Weird.
Yeah.
George is my friend.
Tiffany, hello.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
This
is Tiffany.
Why don't you like Tiffany? She sounds nice.
Gentlemen, welcome to Shutter Island.
Shutter Island has multiple personality syndrome, she calls the show. Shutter Island.
This is Tiffany.
Sure.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Tiffany?
Do you still have Cindy's shoe?
I do not have Cindy's shoe. I actually lost it.
Okay. But, regarding the weight loss...
Yes.
Yes.
That's between you and your metabolism. If you want to go do meth drugs or other stuff, whatever, that's up to you. They should not put rules on you.
Of course, we're putting...
up to you because they could mess up your metabolism.
See?
If you want to do Weight Watchers or whatever, that's fine. Whatever. Don't let them put rules on you.
All right. Thank you, Tiffany.
Do meth drugs or
No, wait.
What?
He's not going to do it right, but we don't want to make him sick. And I was going to throw in a dollar, but I'm not now. Because, Sparse, I think you should spin the wheel of punishment. Nobody likes you. Bye.
Oh, my. Wow, now I get the music.
Please call again, Shutter.
By the way, I don't like this mic.
Hey, Michael.
Brutal.
Yes.
Dave.
Greg should do Raw Fitness.
Yeah, Raw Fitness.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
Yeah. But will he? No. And I know he's going to fail. He should. He absolutely should. Because Raw Fitness is physical exertion. And you know what? That's a way to expend excess calories. I'm trying to sound scientific. It would work. You're absolutely right.
Well, I mean, for Greg, I mean, burning calories would be good. Sorry, Greg.
Yeah, that's all right. Thanks, buddy. We just got an email, by the way, submission.
Yeah.
From Left Wing Ben.
For real?
I swear to God.
Left Wing Ben?
Just so you math whizzes know, and he's right. if the goal is for Greg to do 3 months, 60 pounds, that would be April 8th.
I was just doing it by the calendar. So you're saying, oh, because today's the
February,
first.
February,
yeah.
Let's keep in March 8th.
I got to lose 60 pounds in 2 months? No way. April 8th.
Come on, all right, man. Over $600 is at stake. I think you can push yourself.
No way.
We'll do April 8th. We'll do it
3 months. Yeah, we're doing April 8th.
I like Left Wing Ben. That's a reasonable man that uses the math and the Gregorian calendar.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Look at this. If you think that we need some rules, I think we should be able to sabotage you in any possible way, and then you have to do it.
Okay,
totally
here's
natural.
The thing, dude. If you can sabotage me in any possible way, then I can do whatever I want to lose the weight.
No.
So you're telling me if the guy's in the Olympics or whatever, he's running, you can throw dishes at him and stuff while he's like doing the 100-yard dash.
No.
Yes. But he's not allowed to take drugs?
Yep. We're not going to shove food in your mouth while you're sleeping.
They did last time. I'm no way, dude.
What if we did this? What if it's like an act of God? What if it's like it rains during the Olympics? They don't stop the race. So it's a natural occurrence.
No. You have the willpower to say no. So no matter how many challenges we throw at you, no matter how many cookies we put in your face, say, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And don't eat it.
But that means I can say yes to meth if I want.
How about this?
No!
We won't do anything to you.
Uh-huh. But we'll do things around you.
Correct. That's not up to you. That's your own willpower.
Yeah.
If you decide to partake in whatever we're doing,
all right,
that's up to you.
Well, yeah, I can't do anything about that.
60 pounds, April. Let me see.
April 8th.
I want to do it on a Friday. I want a Friday weigh-in. So it'll be the 5th. How about that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, 3 days earlier?
Yeah.
When's the 5th of January?
You gained a month.
5th of January is this
That's over the
Saturday.
Weekend. I didn't gain a month. You said 3 months.
It's a Monday and a Friday.
I gained a month. What, you just made up your own numbers?
Stop, just go with it. all right, so there you go. April 5th. All right, do it then.
So
that's
only 58 pounds.
It's not 58 pounds. You can start over a weekend. Why do you have to start
over
a weekend?
I'm losing 3 days right there.
You're lucky we're not starting right now. You want to start right now? We could start right now. We could start tomorrow. Well, we'll weigh in. How about that?
Well, I still have a beef and cheddar on my fridge.
All right, we'll start. Want to weigh in tomorrow?
All right, fine.
We'll weigh in tomorrow.
Fine.
Tomorrow, Greg weighs in for Go Rotund Me. He then has 3 months to lose 60 pounds. If he does, he wins $630. If not, he spins the wheel of punishment, and if he succeeds, I spin the wheel of punishment.